Calvary, a day of mourning, taken from Matthew 27, verses 45 to 50. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." One of them quickly ran and brought a sponge. He filled it with sour wine, put it on a reed, and held it up for Jesus to drink. But the other said, "Leave him alone. Let us see if Elijah comes to save him." When Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he yielded up his spirit. Towards the end of his life and on several occasions, Jesus had tried to warn his disciples about his imminent arrest and eventual crucifixion. Their fear and incomprehension prevented them from understanding how the Son of God could and would suffer such an ignominious end. But what about the man himself? How must it have felt to know of, accept, and then announce one's own death? It is Jesus the divine who had the courage, understanding, and discernment to utter those words. But it is Jesus the man who begged the Father to free him from the torture to come as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus the Son who cried out to his Father in his anguish and abandonment at Calvary. Jesus desires to flee, yet commits to obey, demonstrating not only his humanity, but the understanding of his divine purpose. And as we, forgiven, justified, and loved, behold the tension between Jesus, who was fully God and fully man, we find that we too are invited into the family of God as humans, given the gift of Holy Spirit and charged to carry the presence of God wherever we go. Because of the example of Jesus' submission and sacrifice, we are given the strength to also confess, "Not my will, but yours be done," and trust that our Father in all situations knows what he is doing in our lives, even when we feel confused and alone. Jesus demonstrates the mystery of the faith, that it is in dying to self that we gain eternal life, and that more abundantly.
Calvary, Calvary. Calvary, oh, 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 Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. For surely he died on Calvary. stood an old
the
suffering and shame. My Savior, the King of glory, strong and mighty.